Well, here we go with stories and stuff. This is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller. And you ever remember from your childhood just a perfect day, a wonderful day, a day when it was so magic that it just stays inside you forever, like something that you can't even speak about? It's so good. It was so magic-y. I'll tell you about a day like that. Back at Virginia Beach, Virginia, we used to go there every summer. My father took pictures in little telescopes out on the beach. And we'd stay home, me and my sister, with Mother. She liked to go to the beach every day of the week. Oh, I hated the beach. I'm sitting out there on the sand and all that hot sun and everything. I just didn't like it. But we went every day. One day, as we were leaving to go to the beach, there was this wonderful magic sound. Something like, "What's that? What's that?" And I drug Mother towards the sound. "Oh, come on, that's just the Venetian blinds fluttering in Miss Ford's apartment." "Oh, let's stay. I want to hear them." "No, we got to go to the beach. Come on." Well, I knew how to cry silently. I was crying very silently because I knew not to make noise or anything crying because it didn't do any good, like, you know. So I was very, very sad inside, and, you know, the tears ran down off and on. And when we came back, I went over to hear them flutter, but they weren't. And I told Miss Ford about it, and I cried. I wanted to hear them, and I cried. And she said, "Well, I wish they were still fluttering for you, but you have to just wait for the right day when the wind blows just right, and then they flutter. And then they flutter. Tell me if they ever flutter again, even if it's 4 in the morning." And, well, one day, it wasn't 4 in the morning. I would hear these voices. I'd hear voices on the loudspeaker. You know, she would call for different people to come to the office or something. One day, on the loudspeaker was my name. She called me Jojo. "Jojo, please come to the office. This is Miss Ford speaking. Please come to the office. The Venetian blinds are fluttering. You are wanted at the office. The Venetian blinds are fluttering." I was so excited. I barely could. I gulped down the last of breakfast and ran. And Mother was saying, "We got to go to the beach. Come on." But this time, Miss Ford, she knew how I had cried last time, and she talked to Mother very specially. I don't know what she said, but she talked just right and talked her into just taking my sister that day, and I would stay with her the whole morning and eat lunch with her, and she, Mother, could come back from the beach. I couldn't believe something that wonderful and that magic would happen. And I crept closer. I didn't even want to walk too fast. I wanted to just enjoy the sound of it, me getting closer and closer to the... Oh, the wind was really, really good for me that day, too. It was blowing, and they were fluttering, maybe even better than they were fluttering that other day when I cried. I got closer and closer, and pretty soon I touched them, and they stopped. But she said, Miss Ford said, she was the manager of the apartment's holiday house. She said, "If you touch them very easily, you can feel them fluttering." And sure enough, I touched very lightly, and those Venetian blinds could flutter, and I could feel them. And she said, "They're moving, they're moving," I said. And she said, "Yeah, that's called vibrating." She knew I liked words. "Vibrating." And she spelled it for me. And yeah, when something flutters like that, another word for that is vibrating. And I walked around and got up close to them and farther away and just listened. The wind blew through them and made them flap like that. Very quickly. It was just utter magic. And then a man came in, and he was looking at different apartments and said he was going to be looking at a bunch of apartments trying to find which one he had to rent. And I said, "This place is magic. There's Venetian blinds that flutter. This is the happiest day of my life. I'm getting to listen all morning. And here, come here and listen to them flutter." And this man was supposed to be renting an apartment. But he ran in there and said, "Oh, now look at that. That is amazing. It's not too often that they flutter like that. I bet it has to be just the right wind." "Yeah, I know. I waited for years and years, since almost the beginning of summer or something, and for them to flutter again, because they were one day, and now they are, and I got to hear them, and Miss Ford even called me on the loudspeaker to tell me they were fluttering. This is the best day of my life." And so the man came in and told Miss Ford, "You know what? When a kid lives here and is this happy, I'll tell you what, I don't need to really look at any other place. I'm going to take this one for the whole summer and go ahead and pay you now." So Miss Ford was quite delighted, and the man came over and said, "You know, I'll show you something else that flutters. Have you ever talked into a fan?" "No, a fan just blows on you." "Well, if you talk into it, it's amazing." "Really?" So he picked me up and held me up to the fan. He said, "Now say hello." And so I said, "Hello," like, and it fluttered in the fan. Even though I didn't say it fluttery, the fan made it flutter. And he said, "Now say hey." And I said, "Hey." And then I talked. And as I was talking, the whole words and everything kind of fluttered as it went through the wind, blowing the blades turning around. I couldn't believe it. And he said, "Let's now watch this." And he showed me, he pushed the button and the fan went faster. And I talked and it fluttered even differently. And I said, "What did you do?" And he showed me the button that made the fan go faster and the other one that made it go slower. And then I pushed the other one and the fan just stopped. "Oh, it stopped." And he said, "Well, push this one, watch what happened." And it came right back on again. What magic. And so he held me up there and let me talk into the fan and talk and talk. "This is the best day of my whole life." And the manager said, "Yeah." Miss Ford said, "Yeah, well, there's but it's time to eat lunch now." And I said, "I don't think I want to. I'm too happy to eat." She said, "Well, I'll tell you what, though. If you eat lunch, I got a special surprise for you." "What is it?" "Well, it's something that's a surprise, but I'll show you part of it. Feel this. Is that a piece of bread?" "No, it just feels like that. But when you wet it, when after lunch we're going to do something to it, and it's going to change a whole lot when we wet it." "Really? What will it do?" "You'll see. But we have to eat lunch first." And so we sat down and ate lunch, and I think it was meatloaf or something, and mashed potatoes, and then she had this stuff. I don't know if you'd like this or not. These are vegetables. Kids a lot of times don't like those, so you don't have to eat that if you don't want. "What is it?" "Oh, it's called squash. But you might not like it." "Squash? That's a funny word. I got to taste what that word tastes like." So we were tasting the squash, and I ate the whole little bowl, and she was very surprised. And I asked the fan man that had lifted me up, I said, "How do you spell fan?" And he said, "Well, F-A-N. You know how to spell words?" "Oh, yeah, I know how to spell electricity, but I didn't know how to spell fan." "Fan's a funny word. It backwards is N-A-F. And you know what I just found out? The N is what it ended with when I spelled it before. That's a funny word. When you spell it backwards, it ends with the same word that it begins with when you spell it backwards." He said, "Well, you know, any word in the world would do that." "You don't mean like even electricity?" "Yeah, even electricity. You know, it begins with E because I had spelled it, you know, and it ends in Y. If you spell it backwards, the first letter you spell it with is going to be, let's see, Y-T-I-C-C. You started with a Y." And I got through to T-C-E-L-E. "Here, it does end in E, just like that was the letter it begins." "How did you know? You must know everything. He's the smartest man in the world. He knows everything." "Well, almost everything," he said. But he said, "I think it's now time for your surprise." And sure enough, Miss Ford took me into the kitchen, and there was a stool in front of the sink, so it wouldn't be too high for me. And I stood up on that stool, and she gave me this hard sponge. She said, "It's going to change. Feel it." And we put it under the water, and it suddenly got soft. God, it's all soft and funny feeling now. Watch what happens. Keep the water. And suddenly, hey, it's getting heavy. Why is it getting heavy? And she said, because that's the water that's holding inside it. See, it holds water. Now, turn the water off and squeeze the sponge. And I did. Water's coming out. How does it do that? Well, it's just the way sponges are. Wow, this is fun. So I did it again and again. I said, can I have this? And she said, oh, yes, I have several. Several? How many is that? Oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6. How many is several, though? Well, that's a special number you use when you don't really know how many you have. Gee, I didn't know there was a number like that. This is the best day of my life. I don't ever want to go home. But about then, Mother came, and she told me that they were all finished going to the beach today, and I was so happy that I wouldn't have to go that I went home with her and brought the sponge with me and talked about how it was the best day of my life and played with the sponge in the sink for all afternoon. It's a day I'll remember forever. I just happened to think about that as President Ford has died. Well, he'll live in the memory of this country forever. But there's also another Ford, Ms. Ford from the Holiday House, that will live in my memory forever. And now it'll live in some of yours, now that it's a story. Well, I wish for you 2007 to be the best year yet, for you and me. I wish it to be the best year yet for you, but not as good as 2008 will be. And I also want to be thankful in advance for the wonderful things that are going to happen to me this next year. I don't know what they are, what kind of adventures they'll be. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. And find some time to play. Maybe next week there'll be another story. Bye for now.
At the tone, please record a voice message. Press the pound key when finished.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To enter your laser mail security code, press 4. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To enter your laser mail security code, press 4. Goodbye.